Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. Tonight is the Robin Williams Memorial Show, and we have a killer music playlist and a lot to cover. And we're going to play a four-play tune before the show begins. And to kick things off, our four-play song is by Baby Woodrow's, and it is entitled Love Like a Flower.
Love, love.
Okay. That goes right into the next song that never ends. And I think we are ready. Are these microphones working? Let's see, this big phallic microphone is working. And the weapon of ass destruction is working. And the really big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. Even though Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist will not speak publicly, which to this day boggles my mind, but that's okay. So everything seems to be in order, so we're ready to begin. I am ready. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Robin Williams Memorial Show, and we have three great sets of tunes and a lot to cover, and we're going to pay tribute to one of the greats who was not only talented and funny but also a fantastic person. And we also want to give support to the people who survived what happened to him, the people in his life, as well as everybody else who is struggling with the same kinds of stressors and feeling like they're running out of hope, etc. And it shows that it doesn't only mean people who are struggling to survive, or people who are poor, or taking a big downturn. It means anybody from any walk of life who is going through seriously rough challenges. And we're going to give it our best to put a dent in that and kind of nudge things in the other direction. Okay, let's do the first set of tunes, starting with a track by Man or Astro Man from their CD Destroy All Astro Men, and I think Robin would like this. This track is entitled The Joker.
Listen to this, Mulligan. I'll read it to you. It says, I have escaped from Arkham Asylum, and revenge will be sweet. Free once again to pursue my dishonorable profession. If you try to play your hand against mine, you will find the Joker is wild. Signed, The Joker. We'll be right back.
certain times I wanna go where my thoughts can take a nap. And if the atom bomb should end us both, I'll be happy to go to the stars with you.
Oh, This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptus, honoring and paying tribute to Robin Williams. And we've missed doing the show, and we're happy to be back, and we're happy to play a track right now from our new friends from a band entitled Cross Taboo. This is a beautiful song entitled Acid Disco.
Every year, the more I laugh, the more I fill with glee, and the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing, the more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Dreadful. Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast. Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's a kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as the squeakers do. I got to let go with a ho. And we love to laugh. Loud and long and clear. We love to laugh. So everybody can hear. The more you laugh, oh my goodness, the more you fill with glee. The more the glee, the more we're a merry people.
Oh,
You heard. Whoa. Why is that up so high? You heard the Not Sensibles doing I'm in Love with Margaret Thatcher. From the soundtrack of Mary Poppins, you heard I Love to Laugh. The Dead Milkmen did Beach Party Vietnam. Cross Taboo did Acid Disco. The Herd did Paradise Lost. The Ravenettes did Uncertain Times. And the first song of the set was Man or Astro Man doing Joker's Wild. And tonight's foreplay track before the beginning of the show was by Baby Woodrose from their incredible CD, Third Eye Surgery, a track entitled Love Like a Flower. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is Robin Williams Memorial Show. And we are continuing to update the site, reverendbookburn.com, alias revbookburn.blogspot.com. And if you've seen the brand new update, you'll know that we fucked up the recording of the last show, which was the tribute to Tommy Ramone, who recently passed away. And that was on our end here at Lola Radio. And we believe the problem is fixed and remedied. So if you are hearing this, then it is. Because we cannot broadcast live still, but we are recording here at Lola Radio. And the great Pastor Rex Catt has been taking all of the recorded shows and putting them in the free archives at radioforall.net. And we expect tonight's show to be there because we think everything is in shipshape and all systems go. So, let's see, we do have a birthday, and it is not the birthday of a human. It is the birthday of a dog who is, no, not owned. I hate that shit. We're not going to say owned. We're going to say that the dog is a companion of a local book burner, a friend of ours that we see a lot. And his name is Zeus, and it was his birthday since the last show. And in addition to Robin Williams, a number of musicians have passed away, all listed at reverendbookburn.com. One guy from Suicidal Tendencies, the original bass player from Jethro Tull and others. And of course, the comedian Joan Rivers. And it is just mind-boggling that when dealing with a tragedy, and we've certainly been going through that ourselves, we lost a couple of friends, and some have hit home very closely, so it's even more mind-boggling when an asshole or two at work, or an asshole or two anywhere else, and of course an asshole or two or 10,000 on the internet, respond to people going through a loss with hostile comments, with snarky comments, with public exhibitions of stupidity and ignorance and just plain being an asshole. And I think that made the news of Robin Williams even worse, was that his family was getting all of these comments from assholes. And of course, besides the many people who did that who were not famous, then, of course, the ultimate asshole, one of the ringleaders of all of assholism on planet Earth, Rush Limbaugh. Excuse me, I said his name wrong. Rush Limptick. You know, he can't go through a sex tourism country without his Viagra. So the world knows his secret. So Rush Limptick decided that Robin Williams is gone because he has this Hollywood leftist point of view. And whether or not all of the non-famous abusive assholes took their cue from him or just their natural assholeness, they were abusing the Williams family and on social networking sites and the like. And so we thought, we are going to not feed into that or respond to any of the stupid comments that they made, but to say that Robin Williams led an extraordinary life, was an extraordinary person, and yes, he was talented, yes, he was very funny, yes, his movies are fucking fantastic, but he was a great person, a major force in the charitable comic relief comedy series benefiting the homeless, when much of the world of celebrities and famous people and successful people were ignoring the byproducts of the Reagan era, including skyrocketing homelessness. And these were the people who decided they were going to put their energies and talents into something positive and humane, and did that. And so the shows were for a great cause, a fantastic thing to do, and they were fucking great shows. And Robin Williams was especially funny and great at them. When a lot of comedians were pure assholes like Dice Clay or Sam Kinison and had nothing to say except to abuse the already abused and the downtrodden, the disabled, the homeless, etc., Robin Williams not only performed comic relief, but he took on power. He had the guts to do what the famous abusive cowards would not. He took on power, the people who were in the Reagan administration, the ever-rising TV evangelists and far-right-wing cult leaders that were making mega millions on television. And he decided that his targets were going to be people who were more worthy of it, instead of abusing the chronically ill and other people. It's just plain not funny. It's just stupid comedy. And so he steered away from that. And he also gave of himself, of course. And if you check out nothing else at reverendbookburn.com, newly updated for tonight's show, check out the comic relief performance that we linked of Robin Williams, as well as the article, Seven Social Issues Addressed by Robin Williams' Life and Career, that I believe was published by Think Progress. So yes, he was successful. Yes, he was humane. Yes, he was living a life that one would assume is going very well. He had family, he had support system, he had friends, but mental health challenges and struggling with any kind of stressors are not just for people struggling to survive, although it's certainly part and parcel to that. But whatever it was that he was struggling with, it is something that can be dealt with, but the $6 million question always is how. So the rule of thumb is if somebody is reaching that threshold where they could harm another person or themselves, they need to take action. They need to get help, whether conventional or unconventional routes of getting that help. And there needs to be some kind of intervention and action taken. Short of such a crisis, people need ongoing support, including maximum physical health, if possible. And one of the $6 million words, which is balance. We can't be all work. I mean, I know the Koch brothers and other advocates of slavery and no workers' rights and union busting and these insane right-to-work laws, as they're deceptively named, would love for people to be all work for precious little. But you can't be all work. You can't be all slacking. You can't be all anything. The $6 million word is balance. We need some fulfillment. We need some connectedness with the community, with the world, with the global citizenry at large. We need fun. And we need work, and we need busyness. Work not necessarily as in slaving for an asshole, but we need to do. And we need friends. We need intimacy. We need a balance of all of the components of life. And when there is an imbalance, it doesn't have to be something traumatic or something that's obvious and detectable. It could be something as simple as boredom or a tedious existence that never changes. And major thing to do, number one, is to make sure that your people, the people closest to you and the people who touch your lives, are supported. Because professionally, the mental health profession is going down the toilet. There are a number of reasons for that. Congress and many psychos in governor's offices here in Pennsylvania, that would mean Tom Corbett, just as bad as New Jersey's Chris Christie and so many others. When they cut and slash and burn and eliminate programs and cut funding and make extreme cuts, it's harder for a mental health clinic. It's harder for a city or county or state psychiatric hospital to even stay in operation and not shut down. Many are shutting down, and almost as bad, many are privatizing, and so, or merging with big conglomerates. And so what's left of the professional system, and this is a national phenomenon, tends to suck. We know people who work either as social workers or nurses in local facilities. We can tell you that it sucks really bad here in Philadelphia, not to use sucks as a derogatory term, because, of course, who doesn't like to suck or be sucked? But in Philadelphia, it's abysmal. In New Jersey, we told you about places like the merged hospital, now called Inspira Health System. Even worse, a mental health hospital that was a county facility that was actually good, that was privatized and is called Northbrook and serves shit food to seniors on this long-term wing and all kinds of horrors you wouldn't even believe. And yes, we have a nurse friend there, so we know. A credible person, not somebody who talks in terms of hysteria or has to spice up a story. And that is representative of the direction that things are going nationally in this era of cuts and mergers and privatization. And what does remain and what does survive turning into bullshit. So that means that we have to be even more vigilant and even more of a support person for the people who are in our support system, because who knows what they're going to get out there. There's great people in the profession, in all giving professions, in any kind of social service profession, but it's going to take a combination of what's left of good facilities and service providers and people who are in a support system where they can sustain their stressors and their mental health challenges. Okay, speaking of psycho governors, it's hard to imagine somebody being a more stupid fuck than George W. Bush, but also from Texas, Governor Rick Perry recently indicted, the criminal that he is, gets a prize out of all the stupid things that can come out of a governor's mouth. He defended his extreme Taliban ISIS modeled anti-abortion legislation that was to appease his support base of religious nuts and say that if there were policies like the Texas anti-abortion laws, Joan Rivers might be alive today. Now, I can see if somebody had a preteen aged kid that was exceptionally stupid making such a remark. You know, you can kind of see it. It's like, okay, maybe this person will eventually develop into a thinking person. But for an adult to say that, and an adult who's in the public policy making position to say that, is beyond The Onion or Saturday Night Live or The Daily Show or Colbert Report. It's like, it's beyond satire. So Rick Perry is certainly the dumb fuck of the week. And I'm not even going to get into all this governor shit, but that was definitely first prize out of all of the stupid things. But our local governor, Chris Christie, is even more exposed by scamming the pension system in New Jersey. So he not only misused the hurricane funds, but the pension systems to a private Wall Street firm that he has direct and personal links to, and who helped contribute to his campaign. And he is exposed, but still going to Iowa in preparation to run for president. So what we're going to do is we're going to just continue to amass all this information on Chris Christie and continuously put out this information that he hopes goes away when he entertains the notion of running for president. He scammed hurricane funds. He's in the process of scamming pension funds. And, of course, who could forget Bridgegate? And not to be outdone by Bob McDonnell of Virginia, now no longer governor, he was convicted for corruption, even though he did the manly thing and tried to blame his wife. All right, enough of that. I never endorse a candidate. I don't even participate most of the time in the debate of vote or not vote. But, and I'm certainly no fucking Democrat, because too much of the time they seem like Republican light, just a less extreme version of the Republicans. But there are midterms coming this November 4th in the states, and right now the biggest psychos who mirror the Republicans in Congress, who shut down the government and oversaw huge cuts and want to go even further and go after Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and what's left of emergency housing and homeless services, what's left of rehab for people with real addictions. And I'm not talking about all this anti-pot bullshit you hear and read, but I mean real addictions to real drugs and treatment for that, and food stamps. They're going after it all. And you might want to think, do I really want to sit out the midterms? Because you know that the psychos are going to vote. You know that the racists are going to vote. The anti-choice religious extremists are going to vote. The homophobes are going to vote. The anti-immigrant people are going to vote. And the people who are stupid enough to believe Fox News, news, of course, is in quotes, and the people who are going to believe those who say tax cuts for billionaires help the economy, even though it failed during the entire nightmares of Reagan and later W. Bush. So giving more to the wealthy and starving more people is what we should do. All of those assholes are going to vote. So do you really want to sit on your ass on November 4th? That's a rhetorical question, but something to think about. And we're going to get into the second set of tunes and play a song by Pro Hemp and much more. Singer named Dar Williams. This is from the bonus CD that comes with the DVD version of Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, documentary about Amsterdam from the 90s. This is entitled Play the Greed.
I finally learned that the market's righteous holler comes from a pale face on a paper dollar. And I bet you got a few bucks in your hip wallet, so throw a tiny wrench and a fiber optic wire. Morals are cheap and you can be the buyers. We can let them poison and pillage foreign lands, or we can play the greed right into our hands. Oh, everybody says it can't happen here. Everybody says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Your cafe about their coffee's plantation. Why is it Arizona hasn't gone solar? And tell your print shop that hemp grows faster, and it doesn't mean a backroom clear-cut disaster. The market doesn't care, but it wants to understand, and you can play the greed right into your hands.
leaf on the cover of Forbes, yeah. The very same people turn valleys to dams, yeah. These are the ones that drain prairies to sand, and they just assume you didn't know this land is your land, but we can play the world back into our hands. It's gonna say it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Hell, things change and they'll always take the credit. Oh, 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 oh. Hell, the change comes, let's let them take the credit.
Sleep on the floor. pluck you. I want to pluck you. I want to pluck you like a chicken. I want to stuff you from the inside. My whole existence is deep fried, Fal. And 1,008 unhatched eggs are gonna crack under the weight of Colonel Sanders with his cotton-pickin' killin' cutlass on the prowl. He's gonna bone that chicken. He's gonna bone it good.
Bone it good!
And he's just another racist redneck chicken slayer funding his frying sessions with the help of those other boys in the hoods. And I listen astounded as I watch his TV commercials with chirpy beach bikini models ripping into chicken gut, mopped up with mayonnaise, coleslaw, glucose rolls, and powdered potato. Muck. I watch in disgust as they suck back the poultry fat, doing promotional crap for a bigot making mucus puke, motioning my tummy to chuck and have nutritional spat. He winks on about his secret 11 herbs and spices, but there ain't one herb or spice in his crumbled chook. That racist son of a bitch is just another capitalist fascist crook, whose only secret is how he managed to escape the Civil War and keep on cooking for his cause and open up more stores, because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. Ready to be beheaded hens in battery cages. That Colonel Sanders is way alkaline, fattening up for the final crumb down, being fed their own shit, what goes around, ending up in a gassy mess of Pepsi, slob of corn, sickly green peas. What you see isn't what you get, and the evidence is easily relieved by a lemony towelette. Mr. Sanders is so casually misunderstood, he pecks at the till to fund a greater evil and not a greater good. He didn't always have that creepy smile, but one was engraved upon his face. Obviously some marketing jerk thought Ronald had a point of smiling when behaving with such disgrace. Even Richard III thought to murder with a smile. How could Sanders stand up to any trial when Ronald put the people's right to libel in its place? But he ain't no dear old grandpa who can offer sound advice. He'd advise you to burn your boyfriend on a cross if he wasn't colored white like a Western Christian Christ. And all the smiles in the world couldn't tempt me to swallow the fat drenched fry up he serves in his poultry abattoir. That smile on his face just can't erase all the times he stoked the fire, because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. So come on, every chicken unite. This ain't gonna be some song sung by Gonzo on the Muppet Show tonight. Roosters, muster your flock and fasten your muzzles. This will be the charge of your final victorious cockfight. We're gonna grill us up some of Sanders' little helpers. Dumbstruck, drumstick, juice dribbling, low-wage bucking and droopy eye, unimpressed, spotty-faced elves, wet behind the ears and unsure of themselves. With that wrinkled turkey, Sanders flaming on the rotating spits of chicken, scared with it. Ruffle your feathers so chickens be in and sharpen your beak so chickens believe it. Because you're gonna take flight for your ride, not to end up hot and spicy. Because you're gonna take flight for your right, not to end up hot and spicy. Because the KFC means the KKK, food cooked with spite. Because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with the sun in her eyes. And she's gone! A bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds, and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with the shenanigans that are happening on this show. Obscene song after obscene song, and now we're going to hear something even worse by the Cramps, entitled Goo Goo Muck.
Well, when the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
Goo Goo Muck. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up, the Goo Goo Muck.
Ah!
you heard Sonic Youth doing Within You, Without You from their phenomenal Daydream Nation CD, double CD. Before that, the Cramps did Goo Goo Muck. William Shatner did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Rupert DeCosta e Silva did KFC as a Motherfucker. Chris Pope did Dedicated Follower of Fashion, a Kinks cover. Asylum Street Spankers did If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot, and started that set off with Dar Williams doing Play the Greed. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Robin Williams Memorial Show. And we're going to talk about his films since we kind of went backwards and started with the end, but thought that was very necessary and the stuff that I wanted to definitely get in. And, you know, all these years later, I still don't know how much I'm spacing things apart, you know, or how much I'm accumulating. So I tend to do the most vital stuff early, and then if I have to cut stuff out later, you know, so be it. You know, it's the stuff that seems less important. But I do want to talk about his films. Since we last talked, we were talking about dumb fucks in public office, but they're the obvious ones, you know, whether it's clergy or politicians. It's almost too easy, you know, to talk about the fuck-ups and the extremism and all of that. Hell, you know, they gave The Daily Show and Colbert Report entire careers because they are unlimited comedy material. But there is a dumb fuck who is not in public office and not in clergy, although he seems like he is. And he is a celebrity who is kind of along the lines of like Ted Nugent, Chuck Norris, and like the real batshit crazy ones, like along those lines. He played, I never knew he was this fucked up, Pastor Whoremaster. That's why I'm bringing it up. I just learned about it, this guy, this week. But he played Hercules on television. And nothing observable that said this guy was out from another fucking planet. But Kevin Sorbo decided that he needed to throw his hat into the political ring, talk about all kinds of stupid bullshit, culminating with the fact that, not the fact, the view that he has, that he believes the Jews need to be reminded that they, quote unquote, killed Jesus. You know, you couldn't even play the part of a character that's as fucking stupid as your real life self. And by all means, continue to speak publicly, because it's a favor for The Onion and The Daily Show and Colbert Report to have a fucking idiot speak up. And since Michelle Bachmann is retiring and Palin is going to join some kind of brawling league or fight club or something, and since there's going to be a decrease in pickings, and I have a feeling there's going to be an even greater decrease in the pickings after the midterms, November 4th, we're going to need humor material. So by all means, continue speaking, Kevin Sorbo, and continue making your staggeringly stupid remarks. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, since we talked enough about dumb fucks, we're going to talk about two things that are great, both involving books. One is Naomi Klein, and if you peruse at reverendbookburn.com, alias revbookburn.blogspot.com, besides the Robin Williams articles and movie trailers, be sure to click the links with Naomi Klein interviews and promos for her new book, and check out the new book and watch her on Democracy Now, which is linked at reverendbookburn.com, because she is absolutely brilliant, absolutely right on, dead on target when it comes to climate change and corporate America and the assholes who dominate the legislature. And it is worth it. I hope she comes to Philadelphia, and I hope even more that she'll come on the show. I probably won't even play any music and just let her talk freely, because it is stuff that needs to come out. The corporate media completely ignored the climate march that had hundreds of thousands of people, widely believed to be over 300,000 people, and the corporate media ignored it. But in the promo before the march, the coverage in independent media of the march and the aftermath of the march, there's all kinds of interviews with Naomi Klein and of course the great segment, as we mentioned, on Democracy Now. And it is truly worth watching and turning other people on to. And speaking of books, there is another book by a Rolling Stone. This is another book by Keith Richards, except that instead of the massive autobiography that was entitled Life, which I read and absolutely loved, but in addition to Life, this book is considerably smaller. Life was fucking huge, but this is much smaller, and it is for children. It is entitled Gus and Me, and Keith's daughter Theodora did the artwork, and they both appeared on one of the late night shows, like Fallon or one of those, and it was actually a classic performance, and a promo for the book, and it's just great. It's Keith. You know, Keith does pretty much anything. It's worthwhile. You know, he still has that old smile, that old flair that he has always had. Also recommended and unrelated, The Untold History of the United States by Oliver Stone. Somebody recently turned me on to that, and that is mind-boggling but great. And speaking of watching stuff, there are some works that included Robin Williams that are absolutely must-sees. Not just because he's in it, although he's, of course, a priceless part of all of his films, but they are just in the league of all-time greatest films anyway. Top of the list is Dead Poets Society, one of the all-time greatest films. It is just exhilarating. It is good, and it's similar to Harold and Maude, which is the greatest film of all time. Some of the greatest spoken parts are said quietly. So that's not like a text while the movie is on, or have somebody in the room who doesn't shut up, you know, kind of a night. It's a film to have at reasonable to loud volume or more, and really watching it. It's just powerful and fantastic, and absolutely an inspiration. And of course, it is necessary to see Birdcage, with Gene Hackman playing the religious right-wing nut job. Birdcage was actually modeled from a French film entitled La Cage aux Folles that was shown in independent theaters in the 70s. And La Cage aux Folles had a French cabinet person who was like the head of the Department of Morality and Purity and Virtue and Christian Values or some shit like that. It was an actual title. It wasn't just something all these, you know, right-wing evangelical psychopaths would say on TV. It was like a government department. And so the equivalent to that was in the American version of the film entitled Birdcage, and Gene Hackman played this religious right guy, and everybody who was in it was just perfect at the role they played. And of course Robin Williams was just out of this world. And like La Cage aux Folles, in Birdcage, one of the funniest fucking scenes anywhere is when they try to do the training. Okay? It's the same story in both films, La Cage aux Folles and Birdcage. And they try to get the main character's male significant other to appear to the religious right nut to be believably straight. And once that decision was made, they were going to try to do that to explain his presence. They'd undergo the training. And in either movie, the training is the funniest fucking thing. You will laugh, with or without weed, whether or not you were in a good mood to begin with. Even if you don't laugh that easily, you will laugh your ass off at the training alone. Birdcage is a must-see. Patch Adams is a must-see. Robin Williams played Patch Adams. The actual person, Patch Adams, is absolutely a phenomenal human being that Reverend Bookburn got to meet once a very long time ago. And it was phenomenal to see Robin Williams kind of become Patch Adams in the making of this film. And it's brilliant. It's a masterpiece. It's on a scale of 5, it's 10 stars. Others that are almost as vital are The Fisher King, Mrs. Doubtfire. Now I'm going to think of them after the end of the show. But I would go to Internet Movie Database or IDBM .com. Where if you type somebody's name in, everything they did appears on a list. And now that I'm thinking of it, I don't think I've ever seen him in a film that he wasn't great in. And he did some serious roles, too. He wasn't always playing a humorous character, you know, or a funny part. How are we doing with time? Shit. It flies when you're doing a memorial for a great person. Let's do the third set of tunes. This is from a compilation, various artists, in a tribute CD for The Doors, entitled Stoned Immaculate, The Music of The Doors. This is William S. Burroughs doing Is Everybody In?
Lions in the street, lions in the street, and roaming dogs in heat. Yeah. Rabid foaming, a beast cage in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Everybody in? Ceremony's about to begin. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground. He fled the town.
Yeah.
Went down south and crossed the border. Left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony's about to begin. One morning he awoke in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony's about to begin. Story. The Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison. A drowned in the bathtub in Paris. Seems a goddamn odd thing to happen to me. Lions in the street. Lions in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Rabid foaming, a beast caged in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Jim Morrison, a beneficent influence of Rambo. Rambo, Jim Morrison, a beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo. Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Bird Brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. wakes up in the middle of the night and arranges his sheets. I am bird brain. I rule Russia, Yugoslavia, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador. Bird brain multiplies in Russia, China, and the United States. Bird brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Africa's desert regions. Bird brain lowers North California's water table, sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Bird brain clubs baby harp seals and wears their coats to Paris. Bird brain runs the Pentagon, his brother runs the CIA, fat ass bucks. Bird brain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Pravda, Izvestia. Bird brain is premier,
commissar,
chairman,
commissar,
senator,
chairman.
Bird brain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Bird brain sold slaves sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Bird brain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia. 15 million never got back to the Straight Door Cafe. Wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Bird brain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem of Europe. Bird brain carried it out in gas chambers. Bird brain borrowed Lucky Luciano, the mafia, from jail to secure Sicily for U.S. Bird brain against the Reds. Manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white boys in South Africa. Bird brain supplied helicopters to Central American generals to kill a lot of restless Indians, encourage a favorable business climate. He began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Sent Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts near Beirut. Bird brain outlawed opiates on the world market. Bird brain formed the black market in opium. Bird brain's father shot Skag in the hallways of the Lower East Side of New York. Organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Bird brain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Bird brain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Bird brain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of bird brain. I declare bird brain to be victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on New York Harbor without regard where the toilet's empty. Began jumping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory on the riverbank. Bird brain in Iraq attacked bird brain in Iran. Bird brain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Bird brain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned the Wealth of Nations. Bird brain, humanity. He built the rainbow room on top of Rockefeller Center so we could dance. He invented the theory of relativity so Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs at Rocky Flats in Colorado. Bird brain's gonna see how long he can go without coming. Bird brain thinks his dong will grow big that way.
Bird brain found out he was a Buddha by meditating.
Bird brain's afraid he's gonna blow up the planet, so he built this rocket to get away. So he's
I want to tell you a secret. Guess what? Guess what? I'm dating the Pope. No, I'm just using him to get to God. Yeah, come and get me, Jerry Falwell. Yeah. I love the Pope. He's a fashion plate, isn't he? One time he called me. You remember he called me. And he said, Judy. Oh, Judy, can I come over to your house and touch your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? I said, suffer. So we astral projected and we went to Texas and I wrote this love song for the Pope. It's a country and western love song. Oh, I just want a cowboy to ride me home. Oh, I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soap. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. Met him one day in the Krakow Saloon. It could happen. He lassoed a pickle from clear across the room. He said, hey, little Kowalski, you're supposed to kiss my ring. I said, if I want to see your bathtub, I'll learn how to sing. He'd be my main man, I'd be his blue nun. He'd teach me how to kiss the ground, I'd teach him how to duck from a gun. Oh, I just want a cowboy to whom I can confess. Yeah, I just want a cowboy in a long white silky dress. Hey, you guys. We'll be right back.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. This is a very exciting time for the Bush family, with my brother Jeb talking about running for president, and George P. Bush running for office. It just warms my heart. I appreciate you inviting me to your show to talk about these things and to talk about your theme, like Robin Williams and all the other themes you did shows about. So I just want to say thank you for letting me promote my family's latest campaign. And I swear I'm not back on the sauce, and I'm not snorting blow any longer, because, well, that would just be unwise of me to do that. So I told Laura and my mom that I wouldn't do that anymore, even though Dad brought it in from Central America. Here is a song by Crass called Where Next Columbus.
Who has chats with the heavenly father?
Heaven, earth, earth,
earth. Who a shootout with the police. The little three people dead. On the news they said Ellen took a slug in the head. And the New York Post had a photo up close. And it might have been a body. And it might have been guns. From the crack in the universe. The crack in the universe. It's not a blessing. It might be a curse. It's a crack in the universe.
Sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
I gotta warn you when you do one of those, man!
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runners up. I'm used to saying Sunday. I'm ready to yell, Sunday. But we are recording this on a Saturday, so gotta get used to that. Saturday, September 27th, 2014, at Lolo Radio, LoisBurek.com, ReverendBookburn.com, RevBookburn.blogspot.com, and Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Our first runner up is a prosecutor who is prosecuting a teenage male who did a photo prank with a Jesus statue. I'm not making this shit up. It sounds too stupid to be true, but it's true. So, with all of the photo prank pictures you've ever seen of, like, somebody performing intimate acts with a statue of a famous person or a non-famous person or whatever, this guy put his package near the mouth of the Lord and took pictures. Personally, I think it's very funny, and the pictures turned out pretty well. But he was charged with all kinds of charges, and the self-righteous asshole who named Bill Higgins is declaring him obscene and offending community standards. Well, asshole, you are a porn freak and have been on many sites, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with any of that. There's nothing wrong with porn. There's nothing wrong with any adult lifestyle between those who are consenting. But you... Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. That's better. Thank you. But asshole, you are such a hypocrite. You are an adulterer, and you have your own little deep, dark secrets, and you want to prosecute and punish, threatening all kinds of serious punishment against this youth. You are an asshole, and the charges need to be dropped immediately. That is the first asshole, the first runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Bill Higgins, who is prosecuting this case. And that leads us to the second runner-up, which is a group here in beautiful Philadelphia who have recently perpetrated a hate crime against a gay couple. And fortunately, people used social media and technology to track down these assholes. One's like a Catholic school teacher. One is the daughter of a police chief. One of the other men was like Catholic school athlete. And all of whom assholes. All of whom lying as a part of their defense, which, of course, who wouldn't? But they are not justified because they're not getting away with something that is harmless, like a victimless crime, like weed or sex work. This is the opposite of a harmless, victimless crime. There were two victims that were savagely beaten. And the three of you are assholes, and you deserve the worst possible punishment that could be sentenced upon you. You deserve no leniency for being affiliated with the Catholic Church, alias the Church of Pedophilia, or the fact that one is a police chief's offspring. And a big thank you to the people who helped get them caught. That is the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week, the perpetrators of Philadelphia's recent hate crime, and total assholes and supporters, of course, of the Church of Pedophilia. And that means that we have to have a special recipient for Asshole of the Week, one who was so special as to even outshine the runners-up. We had a fart sounds again. Go back to the fart sounds and Cheech, please.
Oh, shit, man. Well, that'll warn you when you do one of those, man.
Thank you. I can't believe we went through that whole loop twice. And that means that we need a special recipient for Asshole of the Week. Someone so special as to even outshine the two runners-up. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is not an individual, but a group of people. A large group of people. All of whom are in Japan and are perpetrating a brand new wave of killing of dolphins and whales. Fortunately, groups like Sea Shepherd and others are doing fantastic work trying to save them, saving some, unable to save others. There is resistance, and there are humanitarians from Japan and from elsewhere who are fighting to save them, but it is still going on. It is happening on a very large scale. It is sick savagery of an unconscionable level. And all who are perpetrating this savagery and torture and killing, all of the perpetrators of the killings of these dolphins and whales in Japan, you are assholes of the week. Alright, now we can kill the fart sounds. Alright, thank you very much. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoare, the 2009 version. Wayne Kramer did Crack in the Universe. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Crass did Where Next, Columbus. Lula Box did Ride On. Judy Tenuta did Dating the Pope and The Pope Song. Allen Ginsberg did Bird Brain, and started off that set with William S. Burroughs doing Is Everybody In? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Robin Williams Memorial Show. Tonight's show was entirely dedicated to Robin Williams, his loved ones, his professional peers, his friends, everybody who worked with him, and of course everybody who was the most deeply touched by his loss, and of course to Robin himself. We expect this show to be up if there are no technical fuck-ups, and we don't think there are any, at Radio For All, Radio Numeral For All .net. Thanks to the great Pastor Rex Cat, who has archived these shows for years. And we will update you at reverendbookburn.com, which is an automatic redirect to revbookburn.blogspot.com. we are going to do a show in October, and of course we wouldn't deprive you of the pleasure of getting a Halloween show, a celebration of both Halloween and weed. So Halloween 2014 will be recorded in late October and hopefully uploaded very shortly thereafter. Feedback, input to forthcoming shows, always welcome. For any reason, write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn, no period, just Rev Bookburn, at sjcdc.org. Go to the always updated reverendbookburn.com, revbookburn.blogspot.com. On YouTube, we're at youtube.com/revbookburn. We said fuck you to MySpace. Fascist fuck Facebook said fuck you to us. And we are now on Twitter at Rev Bookburn. So we will be back for the Halloween show. We're going to play a final track, and this is dedicated to Robin Williams. It is by recording artist and activist in AIM, American Indian Movement, John Trudell, from his CD, aka Graffiti Man, a song about being a part of the baby boom generation. This is entitled Baby Boom Che. Good night.
You want to know what happened to Elvis? I'll tell you what happened. I don't know, man. I was one of his army. I mean, man, I was on his side. He made us feel all right. We were the first wave in the post-war baby boom. The generation before had just come out of the Great Depression and World War II. You know, heavy vibes for people to wear. So much heaviness, like some kind of voiding of the emotions. Their music, you know the songs life always carries. You know every culture has songs. Well, anyway, their music was restrained emotion. You know, like you didn't want to dance if you didn't know how, which says something strange. Well, anyway, Elvis came along about 10 years after the new, when the only generals America had and the only army she had were Ike and Mack, and stupor hung over the land. A plague where everyone tried to materially free themselves. Still too shell-shocked to understand to feel what was happening. Everything was getting hopeless. Then when Elvis started to rock, the roll just picked up. I mean, Ravenous the Beaver showed us could only be a foretold future. Who wanted to be warred in June? And I mean, father never did know best. He was still crazy from surviving the war. Like there was this psychotic fall so widespread as to be assumed normal. Heavy man, you know, really. Anyway, Elvis showed us an out. You know, he showed every boy man and every girl woman. There's something good in feeling good. Like a prophet for every boy, every girl, when someone's mom and dad lied. Something about him told us to be sensual is really okay. Someone's mom and dad waltzed us around. Every girl wasn't supposed to enjoy it. If she did, she was bad. And every boy, well, boys will be boys. Don't feel anything. Take what you can, marry a decent girl when the fun's done. Like no matter what we did, we all were guilty. Maybe someone's mom and dad resented what they missed. And while they were trying to pass it on us, we heard Elvis's song. And for the first time, we made up our own mind. Wave rebelled. I mean, we danced even if we didn't know how. I mean, Elvis made us move. Instead of standing mute, he raised our voice. And when we heard ourselves, something was changing. You know, like for the first time, we made a collective decision about choices. America hurriedly made Pat Boone a general in the army they wanted us to join. But most of us held fast to Elvis and the commandants around him. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, Gene Vincent. You know, like a different Civil War all over again. I mean, you take Don't Be Cruel, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and Jailhouse Rock. Or you take Pat in his white bucks, singing love letters in the sand. Hell, man, what's real here? I mean, Pat at the beach in his white bucks, his ears getting sunburned, told us something about old wave delusion. I mean, wanting and needing an imprisonment, we all been to those places. But what did white bucks at the beach understand other than more straight line dancing? You know what I mean? Anyway, man, for a while we had a breather of fresh energy to keep us from falling into the big sleep. Then before long, Elvis got assassinated in all the fame. Taking a long time to die, others seized control while Elvis rode the needle out, never understanding what he'd done. It's like we were the baby boom because life needed a fresher start. I mean, two world wars in a row is really crazy, man. And Elvis, even though he didn't know he said it, he showed it to us anyway. And even though we didn't know we heard it anyway. Man, like he woke us up. And now they're trying to put us back to sleep. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, look at the record, man. Rock and roll is based on revolutions going way past 33 and a third. You gotta understand, man. He was America's baby boom Che. I ought to know, man. I was in his army.
Here among the rain. your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Boyfriend, hey little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be a boyfriend.